tap.
Okay. And what comes out of the tap?
Water.
Okay. Now, another word for the tap is the...
Or spigot, but I hear tap used more often.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear faucet?
Faucet. Yeah, the faucet. Turn on the faucet. That's really... I think you get it there. I think I use that term more often.
Okay. More often than...
Than tap or...
Oh, okay.
Faucet.
If you wanted to heat water for tea, you'd heat it up in a...
Teapot. Tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. And an egg on top of the stove, you would cook it in a...
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for skillet?
Frying pan.
Are those exactly the same thing, or...?
Well, I think they're... as little as I know about cooking, which is very little, I think they're used interchangeably.
Okay. Have you ever seen a lamp made out of a bottle with a rag for a wick and some flammable liquid inside?
I know of such things, but I'm not aware that I've ever seen one.
Do you know what they're called?
No.
Okay.
It would date back, I think, to the old days, mm-hmm. 1800s or something, mm-hmm. wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures or heard about them, but I don't recall seeing one or you ever using one.
Okay. What are some things that you might burn in a lamp that burns?
Well, kerosene, mm-hmm. which is flammable and is dangerous, of course. And I remember we used to go to Rio Doce and Cloudcroft in the old days. And, you know, people stay in cabins there. And when I was growing up in the 20s and 30s, they didn't have they didn't have electricity, or maybe just in very limited areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used kerosene lamps or lanterns to light up.
Mm-hmm. What's something that you might burn that's less... I've heard that kerosene is very...
it's dangerous because it's very volatile. And
yeah.
If you're careless, you know, it could explode, you know, mm-hmm. even and burn you. You could have stroke, you could be killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was always about half scared of them, and I know my father was too, because, you know, I just weren't used to
yeah.
such things.
Yeah.
But
sure.
they were a fairly simple device. It was a lantern with a wick and a container as part of the unit that
mm-hmm.
had kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the main fluid that was used.
You'd
buy kerosene.
There's a fuel that some people burn for heat, or, well, it's black, chunky black stuff. What do you call that?
Coal?
Mm-hmm. And...
not commonly used anymore here.
Right. What makes your engine run smoothly in your car? You have to make sure you have enough of what in your car to make your engine run smoothly.
Gasoline.
Well, what makes the parts move smoothly?
Oil.
Uh-huh. And a bed that you make up on the floor is called what?
Well, occasionally, you know, we have some grandchildren come in or
mm-hmm.
something like that. I don't know exactly what they... What do they call it? I just don't recall the word. You know, of course, children can make themselves comfortable anywhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the living room or anywhere.
Would you call it a pallet?
No, a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag?
Sleeping
okay.
Bag.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan.
No.
I guess not. Okay.
S-T-U-G-A-N?
No, S-U-G-A-N.
No.
Yeah. What is your word for a heavy bed cover?
A quilt.
Okay.